Gratitude can have such a huge, profound impact on our mental health and also even our physical well-being. Gratitude actually is a kind of a secret, a best kept secret for getting better sleep. It will really help to like shut those negative thoughts down. It helps to calm the nervous system. It helps to lower your blood pressure. Studies suggest that it improves cardiovascular health, which of course will lower the blood pressure. If you're not expressing and practicing gratitude, might I encourage you to start practicing gratitude?
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And if you are listening to this live time, this is the week of Thanksgiving. So this is a week where we really focus on being grateful. We should be focused on that each and every day. But it seems like this week in particular, we really are focused on gratitude and, of course, being around family and friends and expressing gratitude a little bit more. So we're going to talk a little bit about gratitude today. I first want to say that I'm grateful for you on so many levels because you support this podcast, you support me, and I'm so grateful and honored to be able to have this show and to bring on the guests that I have and to just share this time with you because I know your time is precious. So thank you. Thank you for tuning in when you have that time to do so. Maybe it's on a walk or when you're working out or driving in your car to work. But wherever that is, I just want to say thank you. And I'm grateful for your listening support and your support and also just sharing the podcast and rating it and giving it just awesome reviews. So I appreciate that. And I wanted to tell you that I have so many people that are listening from all around the world. And I'm so grateful for that, mainly in the US, right? But wow, we've got people in Brazil and the UK, Canada, Singapore, Romania, Australia, Ireland, Japan, France, Bolivia, Bangladesh, Austria, Chile, Mexico, Thailand, Nicaragua, New Zealand. Oh my goodness, the list goes on. I'm blown away by that. So I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful. You know, gratitude is probably going to be, like I said, on most people's hearts this week since this is the week of Thanksgiving here in the United States. And so there'll probably be a lot of podcasts and TV shows and all kinds of things around gratitude or really maybe touching on gratitude. But there's a reason for that. And the reason is that gratitude can have such a huge, profound impact on our mental health and also even our physical well-being. And so I just think of all the ways that gratitude comes in handy. You know, if you're not expressing and practicing gratitude, might I encourage you to start practicing gratitude because it is an incredible stress reducer. It helps to lower stress and anxiety levels, which will actually contribute to more of a positive outlook on life. And that's what we want. I mean, I think there's enough negativity in this world. Wouldn't you agree? We need to focus more on the positive. And I know it can be easy to get sucked into some of the doom and gloom. But man, when we start to focus on what is going right in this world, what is going, even the possibility of what can go right, right? Like it's not just what is going right, but the hope of what is going well and can go well will really help to reduce stress and eliminate some anxiety. It'll help to improve your mood. And we want to have a good, healthy disposition when we walk into a room, especially when we are around family and friends. And maybe when we're around family and friends that we're not around very often, such as during Thanksgiving, we want to be in a good mood. So be thankful, be grateful, and acknowledge what you're thankful for, because that can actually increase just the feelings of happiness and just overall general satisfaction. You know, being grateful is one of those things. Actually, I was thinking of 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And I wrote it down here. It says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And so as I mentioned a minute ago about Thanksgiving coming up, it might be a little touch and go at these family events. You know, focus on this right here. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So what if you gave thanks to that difficult person that's in your family? Or maybe it's a friend that is a little more difficult, but they're usually around during this time, this holiday season. What if you can just give thanks for all the circumstances and the things that are happening? I promise you will show up more at ease. You will have a better disposition of joy and happiness, and it will help to it'll help you enable, better coping skills, if you will, so that you can just really, nurture these relationships in a different way. Maybe seeing them through the eyes of their creator instead of your own. What a game changer that is. I mean, gratitude is huge, y'all. And gratitude actually is a kind of a secret, a best kept secret for getting better sleep. Honestly, getting, having that gratitude is so key, because it helps to keep you from that overthinking kind of place. You know, when you're like thinking all the details and it just keeps, you just keep ruminating over this and that and the other, and painting different scenarios and going over conversations in your head that maybe never even happened or will happen. And it's just as this overthinking kind of thing. But instead, if you could just give gratitude and maybe journal and reflect before you go to bed, oh my goodness, this can really help for better sleep. And we need more sleep, better sleep during this time of year as well. Our circadian rhythm is needing to be adjusted, because there's darker days and there's less vitamin D that we are typically getting. You have to be really intentional about getting that vitamin D. But if you're not getting enough sleep, that's going to take your immune system and decrease that immune system. So we want to have good sleep. Gratitude is kind of that secret sauce that can help you have that experience in a better way. It will really help to like shut those negative thoughts down. It helps to calm the nervous system. It helps to lower your blood pressure. Studies suggest that it improves cardiovascular health, which of course will lower the blood pressure. And so this is all really important. It's not just a mental thing, reward. It's actually a physical reward too, when we are fully given gratitude. One of the things that my husband and I do is we kind of do a little, we don't do this every night, but there's on occasion, well, we will listen to the Examine, and it just kind of is a review of your day. And I love it, y'all. It is just so awesome to kind of just review the day and go over kind of just the positive experiences in the day and maybe what didn't go so great, but have a different outlook about it and be grateful for the experience. And I promise you sleep so much better after you examine the day. So I encourage you to do that. Also, something that you might want to do for your kind of sleep hygiene protocol is not just the journaling and the evening reflection, but also, what if you did something a little unique? We don't get a lot of mail these days from individuals just writing a little note, at least not in our mailbox. We may get it in our email inbox, but not a physical handwritten note. What if you wrote someone a note and just said, wow, you have really made an impact in my life. I'm so grateful for you, for this, that, and the other. And I just wanted to take a moment and let you know personally. Can you imagine? I mean, the impact that that makes. And I can't imagine, because I've received some notes like that, and I've sent some myself. And it's just a beautiful exchange of gratitude. And what is keeping you from maybe doing that? Maybe you've never thought of doing that, but maybe this season that could be something new that you add to your gratitude behavior, right? Grateful people are also more likely to engage in healthy activities. That's right, like exercising and eating well. When you are in a state of gratitude, you make healthier choices. You see yourself differently, and you have a hope for a better life, being stronger, being more equipped in different situations. You want to be equipped by the foods that you eat and the exercise that you do so that you're stronger for any situation. But gratitude really helps to push that along. It helps to stir and foster healthy choices. So gratitude is good on so many different levels. And gratitude actually fosters social connections. That's right. We are just, you know, we can get so emotional at times. And it's so important that when we are just grounded in gratitude for, number one, who we are, knowing that we are children of the Most High, and grateful for our Creator even bringing us into the world for His glory, right? And that He will work things out for our good. When we have gratitude, and again, all situations and circumstances. So again, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. But it is just powerful for social connections, and we are grateful. Strong relationships contribute to positivity and also being physically well. Because when we are grateful, we tend to do things with other people. We tend to go for walks with people. We go out to eat with people. We have this kind of different way in which we're doing life, as opposed to maybe by ourselves or, just very distant and thinking that we have to do this life alone. Expressing gratitude is just one of those things that doesn't just impact you, but it has a ripple effect to those around you. And so when you kind of show up in that group of people, your friend group, and you're the grateful one, oh my gosh, it just like spreads like wildfire. Everyone's like, ooh, she's got, you know, her happiness is elevated. I kind of want that too. And then they start to say, oh, wow, listen to her. She's not grumbling and complaining. She's full of gratitude. I think I want to be that way too. And so it does. It creates that ripple effect. And that's the importance too of having gratitude openly and outwardly. It can impact your health and those around you. Oftentimes people are grateful, but they're really silent about their gratitude, which is, it's fine to be grateful and be silent about it, but you also want to have an outward expression of gratitude because it helps to strengthen those relationships and social connections, like I mentioned. It just helps to make stronger bonds with others. I mean, when they are, when your peeps are interacting with you and they're like, wow, she's just nothing but a ball of fun and she's full of life and she's excited about things and she sees the glasses, you know, half full or even overflowing as opposed to, you know, half empty or empty. I kind of want to be around her a little bit more, right? It helps to improve mental health, not just for you, but others around you, and emotional health. And so gratitude is kind of that gift that keeps on giving. So how will you openly express gratitude in this season? Maybe at Thanksgiving, you have a tradition where you go around the table and you say, hey, what are you grateful for? We usually do that in one way or another. I don't know if we'll be formal about it this year or not, but I'm thinking about doing some sort of exercise around that because it's so empowering. I think sometimes people are like, oh, I don't really know. You're putting me on the spot. But if we really are authentic and we just are speaking from the heart, it really helps to open up just healthy table conversation around Thanksgiving dinner or just in general. It doesn't have to be around Thanksgiving. I'm just talking about this because it's Thanksgiving week. Having gratitude, again, should be each and every day, each and every week, each and every month. But we're really focused on it this particular week of the year. But how, you know, can your outward appreciation and gratitude make a difference? I mean, it can help build trust. It can help just build relationships that are maybe a little estranged or there's a little friction there. If you just are authentic and you share gratitude from the heart, it really allows others to do the same thing. And then it opens up a reciprocal positivity kind of conversation. So let's lean in on gratitudes this week and more often than not. And I know, again, it can be easy to get sucked into the ways in which the world is negatively thinking or trying to suck you into their conversation or their circumstance. But, just taking a deep breath, I think, is a big thing, and not allowing your emotions to get caught up in it. I mean, we're all guilty of it, right? I know I am too. I have to be like, oh, okay, that didn't sit so well. So Lord, how would you have me respond? And I think we all need to just take that deep breath and consider it as a deep breath of gratitude, right? Like that's that pause, that's that space that will allow gratitude to roll off the tongue instead of something negative, because it really does impact everyone around you. And we need more happiness in this world. We need more joy. We need higher levels of happiness and joy and satisfaction. So how do we do that? Not just as the giver of gratitude, but also the receiver of gratitude. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe someone is sending you that gratitude note that I mentioned before, and you call that person up and you're like, oh my goodness, that note meant so much to me. It was so well received, and I can't thank you enough. I mean, to be a good receiver is part of that equation. It's not just giving the gratitudes and the accolades and sharing in that way, but receiving in such a beautiful way is a gift as well. And it's kind of that full circle gratitude cycle. And so if you're not great at receiving, maybe you need to practice that. You're great at giving gratitudes and sharing to others what you're grateful for them for. But if someone says something to you, you blow it off. You're like, no, receive it and let them know how appreciative you are of their words and that it would go a long way, right? Whenever they share that with you and then you receive it, it really does. It continues that ripple effect there as well. So you can inspire others to really just have that same culture of gratitude by doing things like, I don't know, I've had some of my patients in the past do gratitude jars, or have you ever done a gratitude jar? That's kind of fun. So you can do just like have different jars set up, and it can just be one gratitude jar where you throw everything in there that you're grateful for in a day. And then at the end of the month, kind of take all the items out and read through them and just kind of let it fill up your spirit and your soul and just fill you up with joy and happiness. Or it could be several different gratitude jars. And maybe it's one jar where it's all about people. You're grateful for what so-and-so did, or you're grateful that, I don't know, maybe it's not even what they did. It's just who they are, right? And you just express that in that one gratitude jar. The other gratitude jar is more around just giving thanks to God, right? Maybe it's about the birds in the air or their beautiful song when you're out taking a walk that you hear, or just what are you grateful for in the moment? Kind of those in the present moment gratitudes. The next gratitude jar could be, I don't know, you figure it out, but you see what I'm saying. That's kind of the trend. And then you go over these at the end of the month, and I promise it will help you see this world in a different way, and it will help to elevate your level of health and well-being. I mean, when you are in a grateful environment, again, your stress levels lower, and it changes the dynamics in any given social setting. So being mindful of that and expressing gratitude will really make a difference in your Thanksgiving. I can't express that enough. I know that, you know, when you openly express gratitude, it it can combat those feelings of loneliness and isolation. And it really does bring family units together. It brings friendships together. And so I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you this week, especially to maybe it feels uncomfortable. Maybe you're not a big gratitude person, at least not outwardly, but I want to challenge you to say things out loud to people. I was actually at the dollar store the other day. Yeah, I know the dollar store, but I was there because I'm going to be a Gigi. So a grandma. And so I'm super, super grateful, super excited. And family, there's people coming in for Thanksgiving, and also we're getting ready for a big baby shower. So I'm super excited, and there's a lot of decorations and a lot of things I'm not used to doing that I'm putting together. And wow, I didn't know I was so creative, but it's coming together. Thank the Lord. But I've been spending quite a bit of time at the dollar store. So there we go. I digress. And there was a woman there who was at the cash register, and she was kind of loud, kind of obnoxious. And there were three different lines I could go to. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go through her line. And I did. And while I said she's loud, obnoxious, everybody was walking away with a smile on their face. And so as she was ringing, you know, up the items I was purchasing, I just said to her, I said, you know what? I said, you just put a smile on everyone's face that goes through your line. And she said, oh, honey, that is my goal in life, to put a smile on everyone's face. And then I looked at her closer, and she was wearing a necklace that has my life verse on it, which is Philippians 4:13. And so I pointed that out to her, and she's like, oh yes, honey, I could not get through life without that life verse, and really meditating on that. And anyway, it was just so sweet. We had this moment, and I just thought, wow, I'm so grateful for her. I'm grateful that she's a little more outwardly spoken and a little obnoxious, if you will. And I'm also grateful that I went through her line, because she not only left a smile with other people, but she left a smile with me, not just on my face, but in my heart, especially as I saw her wearing my life verse. And I just thought it was like a little God wink. And anyway, so those are the little things that you can be grateful for, and you can share with others, because it just is a beautiful thing when you can have that interaction of gratitude for one another. So anyway, I hope you have just an incredible Thanksgiving this year, and that you can reflect on what is right and good in this world, and what God has in store for you, because that's what we need to focus on. We need to focus on the things that amplify their positive impact and effects on this world. And that's His ways, not our ways. His ways are greater and higher than ours. And so when we can really focus on His ways, and then amplify His ways and His words, so that there's more positivity in the world, man, I'll tell you what, there's going to be more healthy people and healthier relationships in the world. So that's the challenge for you, is to focus on more gratitudes outwardly, and let's just watch the ripple effect happen, shall we? I think it's a good plan. All right. Blessings, my friend. And again, I'm so grateful for you. And thank you again for tuning in to Visibly Fit. We will catch you next time on Visibly Fit. Same time, same place. And you don't want to miss this episode coming up. It is, it's a good one. I mean, they're all good, right? But this one's good too, coming up. All right. Be blessed, and we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a Visibly Fit day.